Are you struggling with guilt around food? Do you feel guilty after eating things because your body doesn't feel so good? Or perhaps there are foods that are historically unhealthy? Listen in and we'll talk about ways to overcome this. Welcome to The Happy Eater. I am your host, Martita Robinson. This podcast is for conscious women experiencing binge eating disorder and are ready to move into a new way of healing. Medical disclaimer, this podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only. I am not your therapist. If you have problems medically or need medical advice, please reach out to your therapist, your personal therapist, or a doctor. All right, let's get started. Struggling with feeling guilty, you're not alone. You're gonna feel guilty through this beginning phase quite a bit. You feel guilty because you've been told so many times that certain foods are bad for you, or you've even told yourself that this is wrong. I shouldn't be eating this. Through the dieting stage of your life, you've told yourself that certain foods were no good for you. And so now, whenever you go to eat them, you're experiencing guilt, like you've done something wrong. It might even be that your body is reacting negatively to something you've eaten. So you feel shitty and you're telling yourself, oh, I shouldn't have ate that. I know better. And then, of course, when we do something wrong, we have to feel even worse, right? We have to hit ourselves even more. But this is something that can be overcome just by shifting how you feel about yourself and the idea of guilt, period. So the first thing that I recommend when you're feeling guilty is to understand that it's just an emotion. It's just an emotion. And what that means is it's a feeling that you're having that you need to process. And when you process it, you won't feel it anymore. You don't have to fight yourself. You don't have to change what you ate or go back in time or even stop eating whatever it is that you ate in order to stop feeling guilty. You just need to recognize that it's just a feeling. That's first. So whenever you're feeling the feeling, allow yourself to process just like any other emotion. Really step into the idea that this is just a feeling. I'm going to be present. I'm going to process this here. Okay? Just like any other emotion that you're feeling. Any negative emotion that comes up, be still. Be present. Let yourself flow. Okay? Second, understand that guilt has no space in your life. When you are feeling guilty, push yourself away from dwelling in it. It's nothing. It's just, it's instilled opinion on yourself of something that you've done in the moment. You've eaten this. It was the opinion that before that you shouldn't eat it. And now you've eaten it and now you feel crappy for it. There's no role with guilt. It doesn't actually do anything. The most that it does is if it's something that you really recognize as something you don't want to do anymore, it kind of just wakes you up like, okay, this is just something I don't want to do anymore. That's the best you can get out of guilt. If you feel shitty over doing something, it's just a way to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do it differently next time. And when it comes to food, ask yourself, what about this is making me feel like I did something wrong? Is it because of my dieting in the past that I've told myself eating fried foods is bad, so now I feel guilty about it? Because if it is because of some opinion that you've given yourself about fried chicken, change the opinion. Instill the new opinion that you want to have about chicken. That's the only thing that you need to do here. Okay, so this wakes me up. I see that I feel bad about eating fried foods. This is an opinion that I've created for myself. I need to shift out of that opinion. What opinion do I want to have of fried foods? I want to have the opinion that fried food is good for me. I want to have a knowing that food is good for me. And that's what you instill. And you shift out of this thought that it's bad into it's good. You do that by recognizing that guilt is not real. It's an emotion. So when you're feeling that guilt come up over eating something that historically is unhealthy, you tell yourself, I'm creating a new opinion about this food. All food is good for me. Then you use an affirmation to shift your mindset so that whenever you're feeling shitty about food, about eating food, guilt, you repeat the affirmation. Tell yourself, all food is good for me. Okay? So understand, number one, that it's an emotion. First thing you should always be doing with emotions is processing them, stilling yourself, getting into mindfulness and presence. Okay? Second, understand that guilt has no role in your life, but to wake you up a little bit to what you want to do differently next time. What can I do differently next time? Well, I realize here that eating fried food makes me feel guilty. So I have an opinion of fried food that I need to change. How can you change that opinion? I recommend affirmations. Shift out of it by telling yourself, all food is good for me. Instill a new opinion. Create a new foundation about your belief system on fried food. Okay? And then another issue could be that maybe your body feels shitty after eating it and you feel guilty because you've just beaten up your body a little bit. If this is the case, if you feel bad about what you ate, if you ate something that's wrong for you in your own body, your own health system, you're craving it, you want it for a reason. What's going on here? Get deeper into it. What is it that I'm eating? And why is my body feeling bad when I eat it? For me, certain foods, white sugar does not feel good for me when I eat it. White flour does not feel good for me when I eat it. Unbleached is what I use. I use it because that resonates with my body. It feels good when I eat that unbleached flour or regular sugar that's not processed. Organic stuff. This stuff, I can tell the difference. People think it's bullshit, but it's not. It's very real. Certain people have certain feelings towards certain foods. And if you have feelings towards foods, when you eat it, you can tell your body does not resonate with it. You're beating yourself up by eating it. Then ask yourself, what's going on here with this food? Do I need to cleanse my body? Is my body suffering because of bacteria? This is stuff I've talked about before, and I will create another episode on it. But that's an issue. If you start to feel like all the foods that you're eating, it does not react well to you, then you probably need a cleanse. But that's for another episode. But getting to the foundation of why this food is reacting to your body is important. So really question yourself. Is it because I need to cleanse my body? Is it because I'm eating something that doesn't resonate with me? These are different things that you can play with. And I've talked about cleansing before. You can go into my old episodes and find it. But these are things that you can do to make yourself feel better with food. Your body's reacting negatively to it. Why? Is it something you just shouldn't be eating? Or is it like me where it's like, okay, I can eat this, but I'm just going to have to eat it made with organic sugar, unprocessed sugar, unprocessed flour, right? Because I don't like the way I feel when I eat white sugar or white flour. Question it. Really dissect. Become the scientist in your life. Ask yourself, what's going on with this food and my body? What is this food trying to tell? What's my body trying to tell me about this food? And this can be a little tricky because if you have an opinion about the food, you may automatically go into a feeling about the food because you have this negative opinion about it. If you feel fried food is bad, you're going to feel crappy eating it because you have this negative opinion. But you want the food. You're craving it. Ask yourself why you're craving it if it's not good for you. Do you understand? Your body's craving things that are going to complete it nutritionally, right? So what is it, or mentally, maybe you just want a piece of fried chicken for the comfort of it. Who cares, right? Whatever the reason is, ask yourself, where is the negative opinion in this? Okay, dissect it. Become the scientist in your life. Well, if it's because your body's not, you know, in tune with whatever is going on with it, then you have to find other ingredients to create the same thing you want. Okay, it's like me. I knew that at some point these Little Debbie cakes that I love so much stopped feeling good to eat. I eat it and I can feel the difference as opposed to eating something I've made myself that's the same thing, using whole ingredients that are not bleached and stuff like that. Because for my body reacts negatively to this stuff. Right? And that's because I'm really in tune with the energy of my body. Once you start to meditate, you get really in tune to what works for you and what doesn't. That's another reason to meditate. All right? So ask yourself that. Become the scientist. Shift the opinion about the food you're eating. Become the scientist. You know, really nip it at the core. Nip it at the foundation of why you feel guilty in the first place. Why am I feeling like I'm doing something wrong? What is it that's creating this feeling of sin? Right? What's creating sin here? Is it because I have a bad opinion about fried foods? Is it because I've eaten something and now I feel crappy? And of course, I've beaten myself up, so I have to feel guilty. That's another thing. Like, let the guilt go. Guilt doesn't do anything. Just let the feeling of your body speaking to you be it. You don't have to go into your mind about it and feel shitty about the idea that you ate something that doesn't feel good to your body. No big deal. We have a long lives, thank God, right? We're here right now. You are here right now. You are learning about your body. Let yourself learn about it. If something doesn't resonate with your body, shift it. Eat something else. Try something different. Try different ingredients. If you're craving fried chicken and it doesn't feel good, that's where you become the scientist. You ask yourself why. Your body will tell you. Your mind will let you know what's the reason behind it. And if your body's telling you, okay, the ingredients in this don't feel good, then find new ingredients. Okay, your body will speak. That's the whole premise of authentic eating, is that the communication that comes from your body is real. It talks to you, it tells you what you need, tells you what you want. Okay, so release guilt. Know that guilt is BS. Know that there's no role for it. Okay, so that's how you get over food guilt. You get over food guilt by knowing there's no reason for it. It's just an emotion. Process it. Don't let yourself get tied into it. Be there when it comes in. Be present and let it go. Don't let yourself think. Don't let yourself get tangled up in the thoughts that are produced because you've eaten something that was not historically okay, or because your body is not feeling its best. Are you struggling with guilt and figuring out whether or not something needs to change with what you're eating? Having trouble meditating? These are issues that I work on with coaching. Let me know if you'd like to get started. Martita at Martita Robinson. All right, I love you. We'll talk soon.